I am Jackie Burnham, and I live on 1009 E600 North, and I am also an educator, and I really like Tracy's comment. And Tracy, I do want to tell you that as far as accountability for textbooks and stuff, I agree there should be accountability for that. And as someone that has, I'm being someone that is overseeing maybe one of those textbook adoptions, which would be Poor Mathematics. And I may be saying something that may be out of place, but I feel accountable to that, for that. And I want to assure you that ethically, I feel it is an obligation for me to have that accountability, because I know that it is important for our community to know that we really want to be have those materials and that we want to be accountable for them. And I would love you to be on our team to be able to look at that. The one thing I have moved, I've been here for 11 years. I came from Jordan School District. I've been here for 11 years. I've never had a textbook adoption from this school district. I've never had one. I've been in teachers' classrooms that have material that is 18 years old. That curriculum that they have, this third grade teacher, it is first grade material. It is not even current stuff that they should be teaching or assessing. So I want to compliment even our teachers on doing the best job they can with what they have, and to hold myself accountable to what you're asking with those textbooks. If you know me, I'm a woman of my word. Okay. I want to thank the board for looking at that need, and I know that we have been saying this for 5 years, and I'm thrilled that we will be able to do that. And I want to promise to you as well that we will represent you and represent the community in the right and the proper way with that.
My name is Pat Todd, and we have a cabin up in Timber Lakes. I'm happy to hear that the teachers are getting raised. I don't have that benefit. I've been retired for 15 years and I'm on a set income. I'm hoping that the board will take that into consideration when they make their decision. We spent many years saving to have a cabin, and now we're being taxed out of it. We don't know how much more we're going to be able to keep it. We started fish trucks about 10 years ago, and we've had use of the cabin about 8 years. I would like my children, my grandchildren, to have this enjoyment of the outdoors, this beautiful area. So I'm hoping that when you make your final decision, you'll take into consideration. I'm surprised that there aren't more of the senior citizens here. Of course, with your second property, you pay 100%. You don't have the benefit of that 55%. And so that's another added burden. We live in Davis County, and we just experienced a 30% increase in our properties there. So between the two, it's very difficult to even maintain what you have to live in. Thank you.
My name is Terry Welch. Now, most of you know me, something else. My address is 487 West Cull Creek Lane, Abby Daniels. Members of the board, those of you in the room who are my neighbors in this beautiful valley, I ran for school board 3 years ago. I have two comments that I'd like to make tonight about this. Number one, I want it completely and unquestionably clear that the teachers deserve a lot more than 3.5%. Okay, that's how I feel. I don't know how you guys do what you do with what you are given. Okay, that having been said, when I started my campaign for school board, I went to the school board offices and asked for 10 years of budgets because I wanted to do research and homework, and I wanted to know what had been going on and what the trend was. I've worked in finance all of my adult life. And I have to admit, trying to understand those budgets was extremely complicated. Okay? Tracy, I know what you're saying. You know, there should be a spreadsheet. There should be a category for this and a category for this, and we should know if we are the ones that are paying the salaries, what the people are getting paid. I'm sorry, you're a public entity. It's coming out of my pocket, okay? So, I worked in the school district for 4 years as a bus driver. It was the best job I've ever had in my entire life. And I've been a paralegal. I've worked in physician offices as the office manager. But I'm not driving a school bus anymore because you guys made it impossible for me to afford to do that. Okay? And that breaks my heart. But when there were months that I had to write a check to the school district to pay for my insurance, and that was my salary for the month, was my check to you, there is a problem with the way things are being managed. And that is my very, very absolute feeling, and something needs to be done. Because I don't know how many other people out there could feel that they were in the same position as I was in. Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Debbie Whiting. I live at 255 East 400 South in Heber. First, I'd just like to speak to what's already been said, or what was just said, about accountability and transparency. I just feel like you guys make it really hard. I mean, I go to any meeting, anywhere, any kind of meeting, and they give us a handout on what they're going to cover. But, I mean, all these numbers, it's complicated, everything else. This isn't a lot of people. I mean, it can't cost that much to give us all a little, you know, something printed out. And then, when it's asked to be posted on the website, you responded that you knew that person and you'd give her a copy. It's public money. It just seems like, so I'm asking you to be a little more transparent and give us the information. I don't understand why it seems so secretive. I also want to know, is it true, I'm trying to understand all this, and of course I can't even reference or make notes on anything, is it true that the school budget has increased 55% and enrollment by 6 to 10%, and this year by 24%? Is that true? If that is true, then I guess I'm just trying to figure out where exactly that money's going. It would be nice to really understand that. I'm confused. And I saw that what was going up was the general fund. And is that the fund that can be used for anything? Is that correct? That can be used however you see fit?
Which fund? The M&O? Maintenance and operations? That's mostly salaries and insurances and benefits.
Okay.
Maintain and operate the building.
Actually, there were two, and I can't find it on my notes at the moment. All right, I'll ask you. Are you going to vow that none of those increases are going to be spent to pay for the new school? Do you know that, or?
Yeah, we're not planning on any of it to go on to high school. We have no plans for it.
We tried to delineate out exactly where that money.
Okay, and so therefore, none of that's going there.
No.
Other things. Okay. Thanks.
Do I get part of her time? I have just a couple of questions. My name is Paul Royal, and I live on Willow Circle up in Valley Hills. One of your slides, and I don't know whether we can go back to it or not, was talking about the revenue that you received that was generated by new growth. I didn't see a figure for that in your budget. If you look on page 28 of your budget, There is a place called...
Tell me which slide did you want.
I think it's number two, but I'm not... Let's see. I probably got it confused. No, I thought it was back a little further. You talked about the fact that you were going to show us and you gave us all these figures, but you didn't talk about what is the revenue that you've already received, which has been generated by the growth since our last Truth in Taxation. And then I have my other question, which is on page 28 of your budget, of your financial report. It talks about revenues by source, and it talks about the local revenue, but it doesn't give us a figure. And I would think that by June, when this report was made, you should have had a figure of some kind of what you received. Do you have that figure?
We don't. The audit's not completed yet.
But don't you have a figure? Don't. If I was bringing in money, I would know what was coming in.
I don't have a figure, a finalized audited figure yet, no.
Is that a figure that we can get, and when can we get it?
I could give you an unaudited number. I don't have it with me right here.
Okay, but you would give us an unaudited, because I'm wondering, you know, you're talking about this increase, and I can see where you're coming from on some of it, and some of it I think it's pie in the sky. But the truth is there are revenues that you have already received for this new growth that's been generated by this new growth since Truth in Taxation the last time we met. But you don't talk about that figure. I guess the bottom line question I have for you, because this doesn't show in your budget or in this report, we know that the school, the high school, which we want to have built, is over budget. And by how much, that's a big question. Our architects think it's probably over budget by $30 million. And so if that's the case, I guess my question to you is the revenues that you have already received, which have been generated by new growth, is that the money that you're earmarking to pay for the high school, which is over budget already? And why isn't it shown in your financial report? I will call you because I do want that, Keith, I really do.
The only numbers that show up in that report are when the audit is complete and it's due on October 1st.
So that's when we will know what you have already received, what you have.
We received, but that column that you're pointing to is the audited figures. And that's due to the state on October
1st. Well, yeah, I understand that. But, you know, when you produce this, there's a column there for actual 207.
Right,
and I would think that at this point, with the money coming in, that if I was running your bank account, I would know how much money was there.
I know exactly what we received. That column doesn't get filled in until October 1.
But if I call you, you can give me a figure. Okay, that's what I'll do. Thank you.
My name's Jason Watt. I live at 718 East, 250 North. I think as I've sat here and listened, some thoughts have come to my mind. Primarily the idea that revenue neutrality seems like maybe a good idea if you're into maybe educational neutrality. And we are not, that's not what we are about as educators in this district, or what I think parents should be about as far as when they're thinking of their educational, what they want for the education of their kids. For years and years and years, the Board of Education, meaning well before my time was here, never at once had Truth in Taxation hearings. And for the last 5 or 6 years, this board has chosen to do that. And the simple fact is this: to educate a child, it requires good teachers who are willing to stay and invest in the kids. It requires textbooks who are adequate. It requires technology that is current. And because of the Board of Education and part of a lot of other things, parents included, the education in this valley now is better, much better, I think, than 10 years ago when I came to this district. And I applaud the Board of Education and previous Boards of Education who have had the courage to see that and to invest in educators and in the children of the valley. And I think our children are much better off because of it.
My name is Jeremy Heftel. I live at 487 West Cobble Creek Lane in Daniel. My first comment is to applaud you guys for seeing the need of new things. A new high school that we don't have a hallway called Waterfall Hallway. We literally called it Waterfall Hallway because every winter there would be a waterfall from the melting snow. Textbooks, the literature books, our history books. I was lucky enough in AP history we had current history to learn. The teachers, I don't know how they did it, taught us well, and I'm off to BYU on scholarships that I don't have to pay for the first semester because I was prepared well enough. So I applaud everything that's being done and the intentions. My only problem, especially at this borderline where I'm looking at both, hey, you know, I just got out of high school and I'm about to pay taxes. I honestly think I can say I understand it better than just about anybody in here where I'm looking very closely at the two lines. I don't think I've heard one person in here get up and say, I don't like where this is going. But almost every person that's had any negative comment is, I don't like not knowing exactly where this is going. The confusion, and I mean, I leaned over to my mother and said, my word, there's a lot of miscommunication in this room. Nobody understands what's going on. And from something, from comments that I've heard about you, Mr. Johansson, about being so meticulous and detailed, and you know, the mention was our budget is really tight. Why can't we see that up there? Why can't we see that in our hands? I mean, the only problem I see going on right now is organization. I found it in the high school, which is getting so much better, but a lot of my friends go, dude, I have to drop out because I didn't know I had to take this class. Why is that such a big problem in our community? And why isn't more of that being focused on? Organization, the spreadsheets, getting organized is a fundamental part of life, and until we do that, you're going to get your ear chewed off a lot. If people don't know where their money is going, and I know it's hard to be in a public office. I did it at high school. I can't imagine what this level would be. But unless people know what they're doing, they're going to fight you every step of the way on it. So once again, I applaud you for your intentions. I love new textbooks, though I hate to read them. But let's be sure everyone knows exactly where all of this is going. Thank you.
I'm Kevin Stocking. I live in Midway. And just a couple of comments. I think I would agree that the teachers deserve a raise with the cost of inflation and everything else and the living that they're trying to make. We all deserve an annual increase, and I don't think teachers even get an annual increase, so I would support that fully, and they deserve that. A couple of questions, or I'll make one more comment. I've only been in Utah 2 years, so I'm learning how things work here, but I would, I've got two children in school, and I would commend the teachers that have taught them since we've been in the Valley, and I'm amazed at the things that they do out of their pocket and out of their extra time that they put forth to give my kids a good education, and sacrifices that they've made with the resources that they have. I think a lot of them, my dad was a school teacher and still is, and most teachers, I would agree, that they spend lots of money out of their own pockets if they believe in the students and they believe in the children. And so I'm not opposed to tax increases to support our education and our kids' education. I think that's important to do. I would agree fully with Jeremy's comments that it shouldn't be difficult to create a spreadsheet that gives a line item of where all those funds are earmarked for, and so that we can see exactly, you know, within a range of where those funds are dedicated for. I think that's all that people are asking for, is to see where the money is going to be spent and how it's going to be spent to better our children's education. We all want our kids to receive the best education so that they can support themselves throughout life and through the challenges that all of us face. Going back, the things that I've read, and I may be wrong if someone can clarify this for me, according to the Taxpayer Association and things, is it true that, as he said, with market values increasing, as we've all seen this year when we got our tax notices, is it true that the, I believe it was called the certified rate, is designed to, or does the law state that you can only collect the same amount of revenue that you collected last year, this year, without increasing that tax rate? Is that a true statement? I mean, all of our taxes should go down based on the revenue if you guys were to collect the same dollar amount of taxes according to the law. Okay. So if we kept our tax, if you collected the same tax percentage that you did last year with the increased growth and the increased property values that we've all received, then, you know, I don't know what that number is without raising taxes and keeping them the same. It's spread over a larger number of people and larger property values, so the revenue still increases, but our property taxes don't go. Is that a true statement, how it works?
New growth is a factor in that. You get last year's budgeted revenue plus new growth.
Okay, so, but I mean, if you guys voted to keep taxes at the same level they were last year, because of the new growth and new increase in property values, the school district's revenue would increase at a greater percentage from what you collected last year by keeping taxes the same. And so I guess I don't have never seen that number in anything I've read or studied over the past 6 months to see, you know, what revenue would you guys generate if you left our taxes at the same level they were last year, based on the increased growth.
Well, we're about out of time. It's awfully close. Last year's tax rate was 006299. We're just going up to 006320. I mean, that's only that much, and it goes.
Well, it's that much to my taxes,
right.
But with everyone's property values being tripled and doubled and gone up, that's a significant amount of revenue. Okay, and so, and I think that it goes back to whatever the other comments have made, is we would just like to see where that money is being spent, and because we're all for educating our children. Thank you.
Very briefly, I just want to correct myself. I spoke publicly, and I wanted to correct myself publicly. Mr. Johansson and I had a brief disagreement about the additional $4 million. He just correctly stated it would have been from either increased new growth or debt service. I apologize. The last $3 million still is your increase, but nevertheless, thank you.
Okay, I think we're about to the end of our term because we still have to go through the board meeting. I know you probably don't care, but so let's have this gentleman speak, and Craig, and then we've gotten through everybody who wants to speak, and then I can take some last comments if the board has any questions. Does that sound fair to everybody?
I'll be brief. Niall Meekham, 347 South, 200 West. Not due to a personal amount of wealth, but due to inheritance, with this new tax, with you increasing your taxes, and the tax increases, but just to the school board, my taxes will raise $986. Now that's going to be a few tears fall out of my eyes when I write that check. And my other question is if you're raising the raising 50%, why are the teachers only getting 3%? I realize that you need books, you need, but why, you know, they're living hand to mouth a lot of flat times, and I'd like to know that. Thank you.
Can I just speak to, I have a figure for me, how much the teacher and salary increases with the insurance was, and it ends up being 39% of the 50% that we would gain. So that 2%, because it's over such a large population of employees, is actually 39% of the money that we are getting. This $7 million is going straight to teachers and salaries and the insurance.
And then,
is that not correct?
I'm going to get at the textbooks and the steps and the wellness and all those other programs. They go directly to
right,
teachers and
lots of
your,
yeah.
Okay, Craig, go ahead.
My name is Craig Powell. I live at 943 East 530 North in Heber. I want to say that one of the most important comments that I've heard tonight was made by Tracy Taylor. I think it is absolutely critical that this growing county that has such a need for good government, good services, and good education know where all of our tax dollars are going. I have seen tonight a very good presentation that begins to give me an idea of that. I am encouraged by the large increase in money for education, of which I am a big supporter. And I intend, after this meeting tonight, to make sure that the comments made by many in the audience tonight can be borne out, to know that all of this money that these hardworking school board members have the control of is being spent in a way that will actually result to the betterment of our children, our teachers, and our community as a whole. I believe that to be the case, and I trust the members of this school board, I trust the superintendent, and I trust the financial administrator of the district. But trust doesn't go all the way. I think that all of this can be put on a website, all of this can be put in emails, and all of this can be explained, and I believe that this community will be so much more unified when that happens. And I think that we'll be able to do that, and we'll be able to move forward with positive education. Thanks so much for all your work.
I appreciate the comments, and I think we have heard you loud and clear that we need to have some handouts, and we need to have it on the website, and I apologize that we didn't have that tonight. Any other comments from the board? We need to have a motion whether we would accept this truth in taxation, I mean, the proposed increases to our levies.
Do you have a particular way to ask this question? No. The motion that you and then there's a resolution that Claudia will sign depending on what happens.
I'd just like to make a recommendation that we should be on the website right away, with as well as all of our email addresses. I thought that they were public, and I don't see any problem with anybody being spelled right out. So
we all have email addresses on that district
website,
which is at wasatch.edu. So I don't send emails to myself, so I didn't realize that I wasn't.
We can make that happen. That's not a
problem. Yeah, that's not a problem.
I agree that, you know, we've heard the public loud and clear as far as transparency. Sometimes when you're sitting in this angle, maybe you don't see that you're not being transparent. But it's not my intention, has never been my intention, or anybody on the board that I know of's intention to be hiding anything. It's not like we're millionaire people up here. You know, serving on a board, you don't make money. You do public service. And to think of the idea that there's some kind of nebulous fund out there that, you know, who knows goes and grabs from, is, in my opinion, just ridiculous. And, you know, I'm not offended by it because I don't sit in that position right now. But, you know, when I do, I might say the same thing. With that being said, I would make the motion to accept the tax levy increase that we talked about tonight, and I do it proudly, and that's my motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, now, do we have any comments on the motion?
Well, you know, I just wanted to make a really quick comment, to sort of echo what Bobby had just said. When the teachers get up and thank the board for a truth in taxation meeting, I sort of accept those thanks in behalf of the taxpayers of the valley. I have no desire to be anything but transparent and straightforward. And there certainly isn't some nebulous fund
this is frankly a sprinkle of rain after a long drought. And that is just the truth. And I do understand my responsibility as a public servant to be transparent and to be beholden to the taxpayers, and I respect that. And we will be. You are the people who are making this possible, and I pass on the thanks from the teachers and administrators to you.
And I also think the thanks need to come from the students, too. And all of us are in the phone book. Nobody has an unlisted number or anything like that. I only have caller IDs, so. So, we have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries. Okay, now what we want to do.
Thank you all for coming.
And now what we'll do is we'll start our regular board meeting. And I know that Bobby has another commitment and we need to be excused. You got to go. Yeah, maybe we'll take a 5 minute break and then we'll start the meeting. So, we'll make it for you. Okay.